Okay, today is Daf Chav Hey. We're still on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We're on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We're in the middle of this very, very brief agadah here, where it says like this. Where are we? Tanya. It's about 2, 4, 6, 8 lines from the bottom. Tanya. Abishal Omer, V'item Rabbi Yochanan, V'item Rabbi Yochanan. Either Abishal, some say it was Rabbi Yochanan. Kover Mesa Mayisi. I used to be a grave digger. Pam Achas, one time, Ratzti Achar Tzvi, I ran after a deer, V'nechnasti Bekulyas Shel Mace, and he ran into the thigh of a mace, V'ratzti Acharav, and I chased after him, Shalosh Parsos, 3 Parsos. V'tzvi Lo Higati, I never caught that deer. I never caught up to him. V'kulyas Lo Kulsa, and the Kulyas, that the thigh never ended. I couldn't see the end of it. It was so big. When I returned, when I went back the other way, Amruli, I said to myself, "Shall Og Melech HaBashan Hoysa." That was the body of Og Melech HaBashan. Okay, you like that story? What does that story mean? So first of all, the Marsha says, listen to the line from the Marsha. He says, "Kol Agados Ein Dvarim Yotzim Midei Pshutam." They're all Pasha. In addition to underlying meaning. Ben Yoyada says, no, that's not true. This did not happen. It's all a mashal. Well, question is, what is the mashal? So even though the Marsha said it's Pashit, he gives a mashal as well. He says like this. What he meant to say was, the way to become Tahar is to get away from Tumah. You can't become Tahar. You can't purify yourself if you're still Tameh. Everyone can translate that into whatever personal issues they have, but that's a rule. You can't remain Tameh and still become Tahar. That's not possible, right? Therefore, what he said was, I used to be a grave digger. I used to be very involved in Tumah. I used to be. Right? I used to be involved with Tumah, with Mason, with Tumah. It's a muscle for Tumah, right? And then, a Tzvi is a muscle for Tahir. It's a kosher Chaya. And I wanted to become Tahar. So I was chasing after the Tahara. I was chasing after it, right? But I wasn't able to reach it. Because I was still in the thigh of my Tumah. I didn't escape from my Tumah. So I can chase the Tahara all I want. And I can want to become better all I want. But as long as I'm still in the Tumah, I'm never going to catch up. I'm never going to catch it. Until I realized that the only way to get out of it is to leave the bone of the Tumah. It's to get out of the Etzem HaTumah. Okay? Then he says...
Who said this?
This is the Marsha. Why, he says the same thing over there?
Yeah, a very similar one.
From who?
It was written very... I think it's some sort of friend,
the Ben Yoyada. Okay. Then he says... And then I realized it was Og Melech HaBashan. What does that mean? So, what he says is that Og Melech HaBashan, according to some versions, was born from, his mother was a human being and his father was a bad malach. Right, that's the whole discussion of the how could that supposed to be, thing even be, right? Like he was what? Yeah, he was from the Nephilim, right? He was one of the Nephilim. What's a Nephilim? Og, his father, Primabel, the angels came down, had relations with human beings. It's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Some say this never has, can't be possible. It can't be. How does that even mean? Some say it's true. So Og is like a classic example of Tumah. The whole thing is the whole creation is crazy. What? From day one, it's all Tumah. Right. And Og said, the Medrash said, that Og picked up the right. He was 3 parsa. He was 3 parsa long. He himself was that tall. Right. So. That is the length of Og's Tumah, right? That's why he says, the Marsha says, the Machna of Bnei Yisrael was 3 parsa, because with every Tumah, there's always Tahira. There's a Keneged, Zeh, Keneged, Zeh. And anyway, so that's what he meant to say. You want to improve your life, you want to become a better person, you have to get rid of all the Tumah. You can't hang on, you can't be within the body, within the Tumah, and then chase after the Tahira. You're never going to reach that. Just like Og, who's like the epitome of Tumah. Okay? Next. Tanya, Abishal Omer, Kover Meitzim Ayisi. I used to be a grave digger. Pamachas, one time, Niftacha Ma'ara Tachti, some cave opened in front of me. Bamadati Begalgal Eino Shel Mace, and I was standing in the eye of a mace. Ad Chotmo, up to my nose. Kishachazati Lachar, when I went back, Amru, I said to myself, Ayin Shel Avshalom Hoysa. That must have been the eye, that was the eye of Avshalom. So again, the cave is a mashal to the cave of Tumah. And what does it mean when I said I was standing in the eye of a mace? I was in the Tumah, in Avshalom's eye, right? What's Avshalom? Avshalom's mother was a Yifas Tohar, right? According to some. Avshalom's mother was a Yifas, that's also, yeah, it's a heter, right? We know all those stories, it's a heter, it's mutter. At the end of the day, nothing good comes out of that. Right, a ben Sora Mora. Now, was Avshalom a technical halachic ben Sora Mora? No, he wasn't. He wasn't that age. He wasn't all of it. Was he the spiritual ben? Yeah, he was. He was. Right, he was. He wasn't officially one. He wasn't officially, but spiritually, he certainly was. Right. Right. Okay. Right. And not only that, what did Avshalom want to do? He wanted to be with. He wanted to marry one of David's plagshim, his own father's plagshim. Right. He wanted to do. Right. To his father's wife, right? Okay. And the nose, the Marsha says, the nose is, that's where it's the only spiritual, physical part of your body, right? And you breathe. What are you breathing? Right. The nose, like breathe air, is like a little bit of a spiritual side to it, right? It's not just physical. It's not like tasting or touching. The neshama, the smelling, the whole different thing. So that's what he meant to say. Same kind of Marsha. Okay. Now. B'shem Tomer Abishal. Now you can read this literally, or you can read it spiritually. B'shem Tomer Abishal Nanataya. Maybe Abishal was a midget. He was very short, and that's why he got lost in all these big places. No, Abishal Aruch B'darah. He was the tallest guy in his generation. Reb Tarfon Magil L'Ktefer. Reb Tarfon reached his shoulders. Reb Tarfon Aruch B'darah. Reb Tarfon was the tallest guy in his generation. Reb Meir Magil L'Ktefer. Reb Meir reached his shoulders. Reb Meir Aruch B'darah. Reb Meir was the tallest guy in his generation. Rebbe Magiach L'Ktefu, and Rebbe reached his shoulders. Now, it can't really be physical. Can this be physical? At some point, the guy's two inches tall. Rebbe
are going down in generations.
Exactly, they're going down in generations. They're going down in height. Exactly. It's a very difficult to say this is spirit. This is physical.
This is chronological.
Exactly. Rebbe Aruch, and as a matter of fact, we're going to get to the end. We don't even know who these people are. Rebbe Aruch B'dar Rahaya. Rebbe was the tallest guy in his generation. Rebbe Chia Magiach L'Ktefu. Rebbe Chia reached his shoulders. Rebbe Chia Aruch B'dar Rahaya. Rebbe Chia was the tallest guy in his generation. V'Rav Magil L'Ktefa. Rav reached his shoulders. Rav Aruch B'dar Rahaya. Rav was the tallest one. Rav Yehuda Magil L'Ktefa. Rav Yehuda Aruch B'dar Rahaya. The Abba Diyala Magil L'Ktefa. Who's that? Parshavitsa de Pumpadisa Koi Leila Ad Delay Ad Palgi. Parshavitsa de Pumpadisa, whoever that was, he reached up to half the height of Rav Yehuda. Of Abba Delay. Only half his height. The Kuli Alma. I don't even know who is that person. Rashi says, Shem Ho'ish. And V'kul Yama, the rest of the nation, Kari L'Parshatitza L'Pumpatitza Adcharte. They only reached his loins. In other words,
very funny, but we know who's after them.
I mean, yeah, Baya and Rava.
Yes.
Right, they're not mentioned. I know. They pick obscure people. It's very strange. Okay, no, I couldn't find anyone to talk about this. Okay, that was a nice detour. Now we're back to miscarriages. Shalul Lufnei Rebbe. They asked Rebbe the following. Hamapelas Shapir Mole Basar Mahu. What's the story if a woman miscarries some tissue, some sack, full of basar? So is that, we said, in the Mishnah said, water or dam is nothing. What about basar? Right? So, Amalehem, Lo Shemati. I didn't hear anything about that. Says Rav, Rebbe, Lo Shemati, I didn't hear. Amru Lefanav, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi, Kach Amar Abba. Here's what my father said. Mole dam tamei anida. If it's mole dam, that's anida. Mole basar tamei aleda. If it's mole basar, that's an. Well, what's the basar doing there? Obviously, there was a leda. Amale. So the answer back like this: El mole davar chadash amarta lanu misham avicha. Had you said one chiddush in the name of your father, shma anucha, we would have listened to that. However, achshav now midaha kamaitza ki yichudai ka amar. Your first divorce was a das yachid. You repeated something that what? That mole dam is a nida? That's kisumchet. And then that's yachid. Only sumchet said that. Shamar mishum Rebmeir, who said the name of Rebmeir. Hanami, so too over here, that what? That if you mapelas the shapir full of basar, tamei leda, shemakur b'yeshua amra, maybe that's also a das yachid, like Rebbe Yeshua. We don't hold like that. We don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua. That what? The Tanya. Hamapeles Shapir. If someone miscarries a Shapir, she'ena merukam, that's not formed. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Vlad. Rabbi Yeshua says, that's a Vlad. V'chachamim Omerim, ain't a Vlad. The Chachamim say, that's not a Vlad. That's Yachad over here. Rabbi Yeshua against the Chachamim? Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Lakish, Rabbi Yeshua Boshia, Machlokes ba'achor. The Machlokes is by Achor. Achor means cloudy. Says Rashi, Masha besocho Achor. You find the sack, she miscarried some kind of tissue, and it's cloudy. It's possible to say it was a Vlad. Right? It's possible to say it was a Vlad and a Gadi Muach. Right? Avo Bitzalul, but if it's clear, right? It's clear, it's see-through. Dibri Akol ain't a Vlad. It's not a Vlad. What is that? Some tissue, some liquid, some discharge that's clear? How could that be a Vlad? That can't be. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar? No. Bitzalul machlokes. By clear, it's the machlokes. So Yibayelahu. Betal machlokas have a ba'achar divya called Vlad. By clear it's a machlokas and by cloudy it's a Vlad. O Dilma, bin bezeh, bin bezeh machlokas. Maybe it's a machlokas no matter what. And the answer is teku. Okay? Now, Meisvei, they ask the following question. Ezu darash Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Listen to this. This is the drasha that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya made. It says in Parashas Bereishis, Vayas Hashem Elokim. La Adam Ula Ishto, Ksonet or Vayal Bishem, and Hashem made for Adam and Chava. Ksonet or, right? A clothing of or. Vayal Bishem, and he clothed them. Malamed, what do you see from here? She'ain HaKadosh Baruch Hu Otsa or La Adam, Elim Kei Notzer. First you're formed, then I'll add on the or. Can't add on the or before you form. Right? You can't put on your jacket before you put on your shirt. First, you're finished. Then on top of that, I'll put on the clothing. So what do you see from that? Alma, what do you see from that? Ba'or talya milsa. That R is the thing. What does that mean? R is the thing. Right? That whether or not you have R will determine whether or not you're complete. So the kicker is whether or not there's a Vlad here. Very difficult drasha. Whether or not there's a Vlad is dependent on whether or not there's R. The skin. Loshna achor, loshna tzalul. It doesn't make a difference if the tissue inside is see through or not. That makes no difference. Now, iyam bishlam b'tzalul machlokes. If you want to tell me they're arguing about tzalul, hainu de'itzrich kra. That's why I need a pasuk. That what? That a shapir, that a sack that has or is tamei. El Iyamud ba'achor machlokes, but if they're arguing about the achor, the cloudy, lamali kra, svara ba'almahu. It's only a svara, right? You don't need a pasuk for a svara. I don't need a pasuk for that. Ella shmamina. Rather, it's a raya. Bitzalul machlokes. Right? Shmamina, you're right. Then I think everyone would agree. So it's a kasha on Rav Oshia. Why would Rav Oshia say? Kasha Rav Oshia. 1 minute. Yeah. Rish Lakish said in the name of Oshia that there's a machlokes by Achor. Right? But by Itzalul, everyone holds it's not a Vlad. Right? So the kasha on him now. What's the kasha? What's exactly the kasha here? That even, it's Ishmamina that even by, that the machlokes is even by Itzalul. That's
that,
what?
Even by Itzalul, it's a machlokes.
So that's the kasha on Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia, the machlokes is only by Achor. Who said it? The name of Rav Oshia. Right? V'chein, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avu, Machlokes Ba'achor. It's a Machlokes Ba'achor. Avu B'tzalul, Devri HaKol, Ein Ovlad. By Tzalul, everybody would agree it's not a Vlad. Okay? So that's a Kasha on Rav Oshia. Now, Eishvei Rava L'Rav Nachman. Rava asked a Kasha on Rav Nachman. This is a Ela Amru. But we said, this is a Mishnah by a behema that had a baby, and you don't know if it's a Bechor or not, because you have no idea. You didn't have this animal since it was... So this animal had a baby before? This animal, this woman, this mother, right now, this female animal gave birth to a baby. Is that baby a Bechor? I have no idea, because I don't know if that baby mother ever gave birth before. I don't know. So this came up in Bechoros. We had this question in Bechoros. So Amru, they're talking about this. Simon Vlad, Behema Daka Tinuf. You have Simonim. By Behema Daka, if it's Tinuf, right? How do they translate the word Tinuf? If there's some kind of discharge, right? Ubagasa Shilya. And by Behema Gasa, the question is there a Shilya? Ubiisha Shapir Vishilya. And by a woman, is there a Shapir and a Shilya? Right? In other words, if any of these happen, and then there's a second child, the second child is not a Bechor. All these first things that were discharged are considered a Vlad. Okay? So if the Daka discharged some Tinuf, and a Behema Gasa discharged a Shilya, and a woman discharged either one, either a Shilya or a Shapir, then the next baby that comes is not a Vlad. The Ilu, however, Shapir by Behema lo patar. What about a Shapir by a Behema? That wasn't on the list. So if a Behema has a Shapir, then a year later has a child, that child has a din of a Bechor. Now, Iyam Bishlama Batalo Machlokes, if you're telling me they're arguing about a clear discharge, Mishum Hachi Isha, Durabi Bekra, Pata Bashapir. So a woman that has learned out of Psukim, we're going to see in a minute, that a woman that you learn out of more Psukim, so therefore if she gives birth to a Shapir, that makes perfect sense. Behema, Delo Rabbi Kra, but a Behema where there aren't these extra Psukim, Lo Pata Bashapir. It's not Pata. Eli Amr Ba'achar Machlokes, but if they're arguing about a cloudy discharge, a cloudy sack of tissue, Michti, Svarahu. So it's a Svara, right? Maishna Isha, Umaishna Behema. So what's the difference between Isha and Behema? If you're saying it's a Svara, in other words, there's no Pasuk. It's Mistaber, it's likely to say that by a cloudy discharge, there's more likelihood that it's a child in there. Otherwise, it's cloudy. There's pieces of body in his flesh. So it's more mistaken to say that. You have a svara, why it should not be like that? You can tie it to your svara. So the Gemara, yeah, so if it's a svara, why are you distinguishing between a child, a woman, and a baby? A woman and an animal. So the Gemara says, Mi svara, Yeshua, Mishpa, Pashale? You think Rabbi Yeshua was resolving the issue? No. Rabbi Yeshua, Sifuke, Misafkale. Rabbi Yeshua had a suffix. The other Hachal Lachumra, Vahachal Lachumra. He went Mechumra in all respects. There are three issues going on here. Issue number one is, if you have a child, a regular human child, is there a Pidyon HaBen or not? That issue is a monetary issue. Does the Kohen get five, there's no other issue. Does the Kohen get five Slev? If this baby was born, and you go to the mother and say, oh, Pidyon HaBen, I'm the only Kohen in town, cut me a check right away, I really need those five shekel, right? So the woman's going to say, listen, it's a little embarrassing, but a year ago I had a miscarriage. Well, what did you miscarry? Was it see-through? Was it a whole tumult? So what's the issue? The issue is just the Kohen entitled to five sela. So the Kohen wants five sela, ha-motzi mechaveh olavaraya. Right? Which is what the Gemara now says, gabi isha de-mamonahu safek mamona lakula. You want the money? Prove you're entitled to the money. Prove that whatever she had beforehand in her life was not a Vlad. And this is a Bechor.
Oh, so
he has to prove it. How's he going
to
prove that? He's going to go to the hospital and get the medical records? Let him go do that.
Right, yeah.
There are two other issues now. Issue number two is a Tumah issue. Right? Now, let's do the Behema now. By the Behema, the issue is different. Because if the Behema is a Bechor, if the animal that gave birth now is a Bechor, you're not allowed to shear it. You're not allowed to milk it. It has Kiddush, it's Bechor. We're not sure. Because we know that it secreted something a year ago, but we don't know what that was. So, Gabi Behema, the Isura, who? By a Behema, where there's an Isur involved, the ikka lagabe giza va'avoda. You're not allowed to shear it. You're not allowed to work it. It has to suffer isur lechumra. You have to be machmir. You have to treat it like a bechor because we're afraid maybe it's a bechor. Right? Now there's one more issue. The third issue is by a woman. What's with the tumah? Is she a tumas leida? Is she not? What was the story with that miscarriage? There's no tumah by an animal. Hachanami gabe isha safek tumah lechumra. Right? It's a safek tumah. You have to go lechumra. Perhaps when she miscarried this tissue, it was a vlad. That was Rabbi Yehoshua. It seems to be he's inconsistent. He's not inconsistent. It depends what the issue is. Exactly. So sometimes he'll be, if it's money, he's mekel. Tumah, he's machmir. Behema, also machmir. Right? Now the Gemara says, Umis misapkale. What do you mean he was a suffix? Vakrok amar. He brought this pasuk from Parshas Bereishis. Right? What do you mean it was a suffix? So the Gemara answers, no, midrabanan. That's a midrabanan. We're going to learn the dinim of Shapir and Shilia from Adam and Rishon. That's a little far fetched, right? So no, midrabanan cross machta ba'almu. That's just a smachta, right? The idea that you're finished, then you put on your clothing. That's all. Awesome. Now, Amalir b'chanina bar Shlomi l'Rav, ha Rebbe. Rebbe who said, Lo Shamati, I didn't hear anything about this question. Or, Ha, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, or him who said that if it's Male Basar, you're Matame because of Leda. Ha, Rabbi Oshia, or Rabbi Oshia who said that Rabbi Shua Necham argue about a cloudy discharge. Baha, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, or Rabbi Shua Ben Levi who said they argue about a clear discharge. Mar Kaman Sirle. Who does Rav hold like? Okay? Who does Rav hold like in all this discussion? Amalei, ani omer, echadzeh v'echadzeh, eino chosheshes. I hold, says Rav, whether it's cloudy, whether it's clear, it makes no difference. Eino chosheshes, she is tahar. Why? Because I hold that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehoshua were only arguing about a cloudy one. But if it's not cloudy, there's no shiloh. Okay? Why? Because even if they're arguing on the cloudy, I hold the chachamim, which is the majority. Ushmul amar echadze v'echadze chosheshes. No, it's the chosheshes no matter what. V'yaz the shmul taimei, shmul consistent. The chiyaser of dimi amar me'olob lo dachu shapir ben harda. We never matired a shapir in a harda. Levad me'ahiv, one time. In other words, we were chosheshes, it was a vlad. One time, you know what happened? The asal came into shmul, shapir the asal came into shmul. The monach Allah chur hasar mahay gisa. He took it was a sack, right? He put a hair on one side of the discharge. V'chazi mahay gisa. And he was able to see the hair through all that liquid. Right? It was so clear, it was like water. You have a cup, you put something on one side of the cup, you can see straight through the water. Water see through. Amar, imisa vlad, hai lo havi zikula hai. If there was a vlad in here, it wouldn't be so clear. That's the only time Shmuel was ever matter. Otherwise, it's always a safek. Okay? Vim eno meruka. Then we said if it's not formed, then, I'm sorry, vim hayim, if it was, now that it was already formed, or it started to form, now we have to treat it like a safek, zachar in a keva, it's already formed, right? It's already formed. So now that it's already formed, we have to treat it as a safek zachar, safek nekeva. So, Tana Rabbanan, listen to this Gemara. Now, did the Gemara ever, did they ever see this? Or are they just new? Because, you know, you watch these videos on what a baby looks like in the embryo. They have these crazy cameras, it's beautiful pictures. You see sometimes how they develop, what it looks like after 1 week, and after 2 weeks, and after 4 weeks, and you see the development, it's remarkable. Listen to this Gemara. Shapir Mirukam Abishal Omer Trilas Briyaso Merosho. First, the head is formed. Shte Einav, and the two eyes, is Kishte Tipin Shel Zavuv. It looks like two black dots, like a two black fly, like two black fleas. Tani Reb Chia Merchokin Zemizeh, and they're far away from each other. The eyes are not next to each other, they're a little far away. Right? There's a bridge in between. Shnei Chutmin the two nostrils, kishtei tipin shel zavuv. Also, like two black dots. Tani Reb Chiya, u'mekuravin zeh lezeh. But they're close to each other. Why are they close to each other? Because your nostrils are close to each other. U'piv, and the mouth. Masuach is, what's masuach? Drawn out. K'chud ha'sayah, it looks like a hair. V'givyaso ka'adasha, the male organ looks like a bean, like a bean. The mice in the keva, nidva kisaira rucha, nidona kisaira, looks like just a long piece of hair. V'chotuch yadayim v'raglayim, ain lo. It's the differentiation of the digits of the fingers and the toes that you don't have yet. V'alav meforish b'kabbalah. And by the way, I didn't say this, it's a navi. By the way, is that not remarkable what the Gemara just said? Remarkable. By the way, says the Gemara, I didn't make this up, it's a navi. Different Kabbalah, it's a navi. It says, hello, kichelev, this is Eov talking, right? Kichelev sisichani, you poured me like milk. Milk is a reference to the mother, right? Ukigvina tikvieni, you made me like cheese. Like you hardened me, like curdled me like cheese. Or ubasar talbisheni, or and skin and flesh, you clothed me. The atmos vigidim tesochicheni. And atzamos and gidim, again you clothed me. Tesochicheni snortzchach. You made me into, you covered me. Right? Chesed, chayim v'chesed asisa imadi. You did chesed for me. Ubekudatcha shamra ruchi. And you guard my soul. So it's funny that the or and basar are before the gidim and the atzamos. That's very funny. Right? 1 minute of Musar, not Musar, just a different thought. In the first page of the Shmiras HaLashon, he says like this. Listen to the Chavetz Chaim, the first page of Shmiras HaLashon, first, very first page, in the Hagdama, he says, Yadua, we know, Kal Adam Yeshba Ramache Varim V'Shasa Gediyim. Everyone has 248 and 365. Ruchniyim. Spiritual 248 and 365. Not physical, spiritual. Valehem, and on top of them is Malubash, Ramachevarim, Ushagdiyim, Kashmiyim. You have physical, you have actually 248, 365, and they're covering the spiritual inside you. Kemosha Kasav, it's a Beferish Apostle, said the Chavetz Chaim. Or Ubasar. Right? Or Ubasar Talbisheni. Atzamos ugidim tisochicheni, right? Hare shehizkir hakasav or ubasar gidim vaatzamos velo kirao rak b'shem levush usichuch. It's called levush and it's called a covering. Kimo shakasav tal b'sheni, cover me tisochicheni, cover me, clothe me, cover me. There's me hilbish. What are you covering? What are you clothing? What do you mean clothing? What are you clothing? Im lo lahanefesh asher bekirbo. If not, you're clothing your soul. Shu etzem ha'adam, which is the etzem of a person. You hear that part? And then he goes on to say that each part of your body is connected to a different part of a mitzvah. Because it's 365 and 248. Right? You hear that? Unbelievable. Okay. That's the miscarriages.
Every time.
Vein boke, you know, so b'mayim, you can't check it in water. Shamayim azim, water is too strong. Uturudino, so and it gives a false test. Elabot, you know, so b'shemen, you check it with oil. Shashem and rach, it's soft. Umetachzecho, and it makes it very shiny. It makes a good check. Vein ronos elabacham, you can only check it in the sun. Ketad boke, you know, so how do you check it? Ketad boke, you know, so we just said kedabrin, like we just said. No. Elabameh boke, you know, so. With what do you check? Leida imzachahu in the kevahi. Is it a male or a female? We're talking about a tiny miscarriage here. Such a small baby that you can't, that there aren't even formed yet fingers or toes, right? So you want to check if it's a male or a female. So apparently there was no organ formed yet. You can't see it. So Abishal Barnash, Vamila Abishal Baremesh, Omer, maybe kisein, bring some stick. Shirosha cholok, that the top of it is soft, umina neo so bumakom. and wait and you know, move it down, up and down in that area. If it gets stuck, then you know it's a female. No, that's lotion el lamata lamaila. That's only up or down. Ella avo mitan studin, but if you move the stick back and forth side to side, like from leg to leg, then ema, that wouldn't be a good test. Why? Because even if the stick gets stuck, ema kosi beis harechem ninu. Maybe it got stuck in the beis harechem. So therefore, that wouldn't be a good test. What this exactly means, I don't know. Amar v'adabar ava, Tana, it says, im haisen nekeva, nidona kisaira seduka. If it's a female, it looks like a hair, some kind of hair. What's seduka?
Split barley corn.
Okay, it looks like a split barley corn. Maskel for Rav Nachman ve'ilat v'dilma chotchel beitim ninu. Maybe that what you just got caught on is not the female organ. Maybe it's the chot of the male beitim, some kind of membrane from the male beitim. So Gemara says, Amar Abaya, hash the beitim gufayo lo yadi. We don't even know the beitim. We can't even see that. It's so small. Chotchel beitim idea. What? Do you know it's the membrane from the beitim? It's impossible. Amar v'amram, Tana, beiz yar kachosav, the two thighs, ki beiz chut and shel zahuris, the two strands of string. Amar v'amram, Allah ki shel arev. Like, right, we have a shesi and an arev, we have the horizontal and the vertical. Apparently, one of them is thicker than the other. So the arev is the thicker one. So it's a little thicker than the thinner. Ushnei zarosav, and the two arms, is ki beiz chut and shel zahuris, like two strings. Amar v'amram, Allah ki shel shesi. It's the thinner ones, which makes sense because your legs are thicker than your arms. Amar shulei Shmuel of Yehuda, shinina, lo tavid uvda ad sheyashir. You can't do any tests until there's hair on the head, right? Until there's hair on the head, otherwise all these tests are too early. Again, they ever saw these animals, these babies? The mother miscarried, something like this, and they'll do all these tests? So it's so very difficult here. Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel say that? From Amar Shmuel Achazu V'Achazu Choshashes. Shmuel said, I'm Choshesh, no matter what. So now Shmuel's telling Rabbi Yehuda, don't bother with these tests because you can't check. Then was he Choshesh? So Amar Vami Bar Shmuel L'Didi Mefarsh Limina D'Mar Shmuel L'Chosh Choshashes. He was Choshesh 100%, but Yimei Tahira Lo Yavina Le Aji Yashir. But he wouldn't give a woman Yimei Tahira until the body was formed. In other words, as we said many times, Yimei Tahira are days after 7 and after 14 where the blood that comes out of her is tahar. She's still allowed to be with her husband. So the Gemara says it's like this. Shmuel was choshesh, there's a vlad here. So he told her she's tameh. But he wouldn't give her days of Tahira. Maybe it's not a vlad. Maybe it's nida. He wasn't sure. So Shmuel, he's machmer both. Yeah, I'm making you into yoledes, but I'm not giving you yimei tahira. If the body's, if the head's already formed, and now I can see now already the body, the baby's much more exactly the baby. Then I might not know if it's a boy or a girl. I might have to machmer both ends over also. But at least I'm giving you some days of tahira. I'll give you from day 14 to day 40. That already I could give you. But if it's before, even so early, I don't even know if it's a vlad. I'm choshish, it's a vlad. But you don't get any yimei tahira. Now, remember, does that mean the mishapkele of Shmuel? Shmuel had a suffix about it? Listen to this story. Bahu Shapira, there was a miscarriage, some tissue. The asar of the kamei demar Shmuel. It came to Shmuel. Amar habar arborin v'chad yoma. This fetus, this baby, is 41 days old. The chashiv miyoma de azul tvila ad hahuyoma. They counted when they back when she went to the mikvah till today. Vlo have el arbon yom. It was only 40 days. For amar lahu, hai benida baal. Obviously, she was boa when she was still anida. Because she only went to the mikvah, right? The baby was conceived on Tuesday night. And she went to the mikvah Wednesday night. So she says, no, it's only 40 days. She said, I'm telling you, it's 41. You must have been, in other words, that's how precise Shmuel was. He could pinpoint the day. The woman, the husband, the couple's protesting. It's not true. So Kaste, they locked them up. The Odi, and they admitted it. They admitted that they had relations the night before she went to the mikvah. Right? What's the point? The point is, how could Shmuel have a suffix? Shmuel was such an expert. Right? You can pinpoint mamash the day that the baby was. Put me there. I wasn't sure. I wouldn't give you any meat to hire. You knew exactly. Right? So the Gemara answers, yeah. Shiny Shmuel, the Rav Gubrei. Shmuel was a genius. Shmuel was able to figure this out. He couldn't possibly say for the Hamon Am. Who else could do this? So the rule that Shmuel gave was, if you don't know the gender, if you don't even know if it is a Vlad, you have to be Choshesh, and there's no Yemei Tahira. If you already know it's a Vlad, you're just not sure of the gender, then we'll be Machar on both ends. Shmuel himself, he can be even more precise than that because he was a genius. Okay? Now, we're going to spend the next rest of the daf talking about this issue of a sandal. Hamapeles sandal. The Gemara says like this. If you miscarry a sandal, you have to hold Zachar and Nekeva. Why? Because it's some kind of baby. We just don't know what it was. Now, Rashi explains that a sandal really means, what a sandal really is that there was a twin. In other words, a sandal is a situation where there was a baby, number one, then sandal came along. And sandal destroyed the other baby, and it also had its own miscarriage. Okay? You hear that? So really there were two babies. The sandal and baby number one. And we're going to be busy with this today and the whole tomorrow. Okay? So now the Gemara says like this. Tanu Rabbanan. Sandal. Dome ledag shel yam. It looks like some kind of fish. Mitchilaso vlad hu. Originally there was a vlad there. Ella shenirtzaf, it gets crushed. Roshir ben Gamil Omer. Sandal dome lelashon shel shara gadol. It looks like the tongue of a big ox. Sandal tzarach tzuras panim. A sandal needs a tzura of a face. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Halacha sandal tzarach tzuras panim. Sandal needs a face. Amar Ada Amar Yosef. Amar Yitzchok. Sandal tzarach tzuras panim. Vafilu me'acharav. Even from the back. What does that mean? Mashal Adam shesanter es chaveiro. You smack your friend in the face. The hits are panav la'acharav. And his face turns backwards. You still see a face. So that's what a sandal has to look like. Bimei Rav Yanai. In the days of Rav Yanai, bikshu l'tayr es ha-sandal she'en l'tzuras upon him. They wanted to be matayr a sandal that did not have tzuras upon him. Amu lehem Rav Yanai, tihartem es ha-vlados. You'd be matayr all these babies. For Tanya, mishum Rav Asenu idu she'en l'tzarach tzuras upon him. Right? A sandal requires tzuras upon him. A minute. One second.
Question.
What?
Yeah, because we keep on saying it. He's worse upon him. He's worse upon
him.
He has no
terms. Right. Now he's the only one. So, right. Amar Bibi Barabaya. Amar Rebbe Yochanan. Me'edus al-shar Reb Nechunya Nishas Mishnazu. Right. He was lying on Reb Nechunya. In other words, he had a different tana to hang his hat on. Amar Zeira. Zacha ba Rav Bibi Bishmaite. Rav Bibi was Zochet to say over this vort. Dana v'hu havina yatsvina kamej Reb Yochanan. We were both sitting there by Reb Yochanan. Ki amra la l'shmaita when he said over the story. But kadam ihu v'amar, so he was the one who chacht v'zachabo, and he merited that this member is always said in his name because he said it first, right? I didn't say it. I was quiet. He chacht to say it, so it's always said over in his name. Lama his kiro sandal. Now, why do we care that there was a sandal here? V'halo ein sandal she ein imo vlad. There's another vlad here. A sandal always means there's a twin. So what do I need to know? The issue with the sandal had a tourist upon him, did it not have a tourist? What's the difference? There was another Vlad here. You can't have a sandal by itself. There's another Vlad. Now, so the Gemara says like this. Idis yalda the cave of Bahada Hachanami. If the other Vlad is in the cave, you're right. It doesn't matter what the story is with the sandal, because in the cave is more machmer. 14 days of tumah. So you're right. Hacha ma'eskinan, this yalda zachar bahadei. No, the issue is, the other child was a zachar. Now what's the story? Right? Regarding that child, there's only 7 days of tumah. Now what do we do with the sandal? With the sandal, we're going to say maybe it's in the keva. So So it's very relevant that it's a sandal here. Had there been just a zachar, I would have held seven. Now I have twins. One's a zachar, one's a sandal. I'm going to hold an extra 7 days of tumah because of the sandal. So what's the chiddush in that? Now the time I would have thought, hold on, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ami. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ami said like this. Isha mazras tchila. If a woman seeds first, we'll get to this gemara later. We had it already. What it means, I don't know. Nobody knows. You'll have that zachar. Then you'll have a boy. Ish mazriat chila, you'll have nekeva. The other way around, you have a girl. Second, you have twins. Midaha, zachar. Since the first baby is a zachar, hainami zachar, the sandal must also be a zachar. Meaning, maybe there's no such thing as kamash mila. No, emush shteim mizir b'vat zachat. No, they both did at the exact same time. It's a high zachar behind the keva. One was a zachar, one was in a keva. Okay, that's one answer. Davar acher, another pshat. Ready for this one? She'im teled nekeva lefnei shkiyas hachama v'sandal acher shkiyas hachama. What happened is as follows. A woman had a miscarriage. A woman had a miscarriage, but it was definitely in a keva. Okay? So what's the story? She was tummy for 14 days. She's tar now for the next 66 days. During those 66 days, she gets pregnant again. On day 80, she has a miscarriage before Shkia. After Shkia, she has another miscarriage, the twins. So before Shkia, she has a miscarriage of a Nekeva. A miscarriage. After Shkia, she has a sandal. Okay? She imtailed Nekeva lefnei Shkia Tachama. V'sandal acha Shkia Tachama. Mona tchilas nida rishon, v'tchilas nida achron. Okay? Okay, we ran out of time to explain all that. There's a gigantic Rashi here which explains it. We'll pick up on this case tomorrow. Sorry, we just ran out of time. This case right here, this issue of, and then that's going to answer the question why we needed a nekeva here, because it's two different zmanim. Because if you have a miscarriage during the 80 days, there's one halacha. If you have a miscarriage after the 80 days, that's called, you may need them. Regular nida now. She had some dam. Whole different story. We'll stop here, and we'll explain that case exactly, the details of that case tomorrow. All right? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow right over here. Everyone have a very good day and a very good job.